Well, let's turn to the fires first thing this morning. Firefighters are struggling to contain more than 100 fires burning in central Queensland and New South Wales, where three people are now known to have died. A total fire ban has been declared in New South Wales for at least 48 hours, with the Greater Sydney and Hunter regions facing catastrophic fire dangers tomorrow. That's for the first time ever.
Catastrophic is as bad as it gets. Homes are simply not designed to withstand fire under those conditions. Many schools will be closed. Those schools in high-risk areas, have a think about what you're going to do to reduce your personal risk. That risk is incredibly serious on Tuesday. You need to start taking action right now.
That's Anthony Clark, the spokesperson for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. Now, the Australian Red Cross is establishing evacuation centres across the state. Seven are already in operation. Poppy Brown is the organisation's director for the New South Wales and ACT regions. She's with us this morning from Lismore. Welcome to breakfast, Poppy.
Morning. Thank you for having us on.
In terms of preparations today for the next 48 hours, what is the Red Cross doing?
We have about 1,300 trained emergency services volunteers across the state, and they will be on standby. We already have a lot of our volunteers helping out in the evacuation centres that have been opening in various areas as needed since Friday. But we have a lot of volunteers on standby, and we also have volunteers who are manning our public information line as well, so that we can provide information to people as they need it.
Are you able to put a number on the people who spent the night in evacuation centres overnight?
Look, we would have had... We've had 1,700 people registered at our evacuation centres since Friday, but some of those people have been able to go back to their homes. So we would have probably had a fair few hundred people last night in the evacuation centres, but some evacuation centres, most evacuation centres were able to try and get people alternative accommodation so that they are staying with friends and family or in the local area, so that people are as comfortable as possible while they can't be in their homes.
From having covered a fair number of these bushfires, it would seem to me that the evacuations tend to become something of a meeting point, a sort of transaction centre where people in the community can come together, get food, touch base, find out how everyone else is doing. Is that the primary function, if you like?
It's certainly a hub for people to come to, and Red Cross and the other agencies that we work with in the evacuation centres, we provide a range of supports. As you say, we do provide that safe place, accommodation, food. We also provide information, the Department of Communities and Justice and Disaster Welfare people there to support with anything that people may need in terms of their immediate needs and ongoing. Red Cross is there to help provide psychological first aid support. What that really is supporting people through a very stressful time.
And we've obviously all seen the pictures of people going through those very things that you describe on the television over the weekend. What are people telling you and your workers about how this is affecting them?
The main message that's coming through from people is people have been extremely shocked about the speed of the fires that have come through, particularly on Friday and Saturday, and that we've had stories of people, you know, going down to one end of their paddock to put out a spot fire, turning around and their whole house is ablaze, and they've had to come into the evacuation centre in the clothes they stand up in, not even able to get wallet and identification from their house. So the speed of these fires has been, very distressing for people, and has impacted the amount of preparations and the amount of things that people have been able to get from their homes in this situation. So that's been one of the main messages.
In some of these areas affected, particularly in that kind of green belt in northern New South Wales, it would seem to me that a lot of people are saying, "Look, we never thought our area would be hit by bushfire because it has always been so green, so moist." Are you hearing that as well?
Absolutely. And yeah, some of the areas that have got that sort of rainforest type vegetation, you know, because of the drought situation, it's so dry, it's burning for, perhaps the first time. And I think that people are, certainly we are hearing from our volunteers that there's definitely experiencing fires in areas that people would not thought we would be experiencing fires in. So that's also very concerning for everybody in terms of just how, serious this situation can get.
And what's the capacity of the Red Cross to scale up here? Because the warnings for this week, particularly in New South Wales, are dire. This category of catastrophic fire danger has not been used before. What are you able to do in terms of rolling out services right across the state?
Well, we're lucky enough to have 1,300 trained emergency services volunteers across the state. Our teams will be in standby and we'll be ready to support evacuation centres as needed. We also have people working in, based in Sydney at the public information line to provide support there as well. So we're hopeful that that we should be able to support where needed. Obviously, with depending on road closures, sometimes it's difficult to access particular locations, but the we're lucky enough to have volunteers based in community, so they are generally able to help their own community when situations worsen.
And that public information and inquiry centre that you've set up, is that for people that are affected by fires or people that are wanting to help? What's the purpose for which people should call that centre?
So we have a couple of things. So the public information line is really about for people who are concerned for friends and family that may not be able to locate. We also have the ability for people to register their location. So we do encourage people that if you've been advised to evacuate your home, that you register. So either register with us online or come to an evacuation centre and register with us, or if you don't have internet access, to call our information line and register, because then we can help friends and family locate you and you know, stop everybody being concerned for your welfare. So that's another main role of that information line. But it's pretty much for people to find out information about the fires, find out information about where they should go in terms of an evacuation centre. If people want to help to donate to our efforts, we ask them to go to our website to donate. The Commonwealth Bank is also very kindly accepting donations at their branches this week.
We'll leave it there. Poppy Brown, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Poppy Brown from the Red Cross.